It's 10 minutes after the hour 4 and Radio Veritas 576 AM is where you at. And in case you've just tuned in, this is and welcome to Changing Gear with me, Father Brian, a.k.a. Ndaba Ningi. As it is a Friday and as per custom, we profile our Catholic figures and men and women. They might not necessarily be Catholic, but today we're proud to be getting up close and personal with a Catholic legend. And I'm not going to tell you who the name is, but I'll tell you, if you went to one of the Catholic high schools in Soweto, this person was a principal there and is still a principal there. So you might have passed through her hands and you might have been inspired by her leadership. This person is in studio with me, and let me give you a little bit of a hint. She is the principal of Immaculata High School. I can say what again, man. I'm not going to even, I know who it is, but I'm not going to tell you her name. I would like you to Google that, and let's get up close and personal. Today we're celebrating her because it's because of people like her that we fly high our Catholic flag. So if you're stuck in traffic, take it easy. Allow myself and me to take you home, allow us to be your friends, and allow us to invite you into our conversation, into our discussion. Allow us to go home with you. And if you're at home and if you're preparing for your supper, I know some people are preparing to go on a pilgrimage, Moya Ngoma. I know some people are actually on their way to Ngoma. Take it easy, drive safe, and do not speed, and please pray for us. So do not touch that dial and invite your friends. If you're a former student of Immaculata High, yes, Utisha Mkhuli is going to be on air, so do not touch that dial. It's 19 minutes after the hour 4. Radio Veritas 576 AM is where you're at, and it's Changing Gear with me, Father Brian, on Radio Veritas, that station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. That was Benjamin Dube with Ngangi Ngazi, and a very beautiful song, actually, a beautiful song that is on high rotation in my car at the moment. And like I say, today is that day we celebrate our Catholic pride, and I'm joined in studio by a legend. She is the principal of Immaculata High School, one of the best Catholic schools in Soweto. And today we're celebrating Ume Matilda Dube, and we are thanking her for the gift that she's been to our Catholic community. I think very often we criticize our teachers, we criticize the principals of our schools, and we treat them the same way we similarly treat our priests. We don't thank them when they do right, when they do well. And yet we forget that it is these people that we entrust our children to from a very formative stage, and they spend most of their time with them. And we forget, even some of us who've been passing through their hands, we forget to go back to them and say, Meke Aliboha. But a show like this, and on a day like this, we are saying siyabonga, and we are going to be putting them on a pedestal. And today we'll be getting to celebrate them and also to get up close and personal. So if you know them, please do not touch that dial. Me Matilda, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Father. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about being on the show this afternoon?
I feel great. You know, I'm humbled, actually. Mm-hmm. I never thought, you know, I would be one of the celebrated.
Why not?
I don't know. You know, at times you just look up at other people and you think this is the one, and you never.
I mean.
Yes. You know, I think, yeah.
So you think Ujesu also figure like Kamakeluan, I like
something like that.
And it's very sad that we sell ourselves short, eh?
Yes.
But I think and I was speaking about Christ. Have you noticed that in Scripture, our God is a God who picks on those who are considered to be weak, who are considered not to be relevant, and He makes them strong.
That's
why?
True.
To reveal His glory.
That's true.
He doesn't go emzini yaka faro and perform miracles.
Mm-hmm.
He works amongst people like you who are so weak and who are broken like me and you. And it is why we're celebrating you.
Yes.
We could have gone for Abu Minister Mang.
Mm.
No. But we're celebrating you.
Yes. Yeah, I think that is very humbling, as I've said. You know, when I was invited, I said, why me? But then I said, and then I had to think about it. I said, but no, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Let me go.
Good.
You know, if there is need for me to go and say something about being a Catholic and a proud Catholic.
No.
Let it be.
And I see, Kiboni, you've got a script. Now I'm going to take that script away. You've written Dinotsa How.
No.
And trust me, I'm actually going to be taking away all of that because we're celebrating you.
Yes.
It's not an interview. It's not a Q&A. We are just celebrating and you're going to be getting up close and personal. Like I said, you spend most of your time with our children. You spend most of your time with our young brothers.
Yeah.
So you, in a way, are contributing to shaping these young men and women that pass through your hands. You are contributing to the country.
That's true. Hi,
Mudimu. That's if you don't think you can be celebrated, I don't know what should be celebrated.
No, that's true. That's true. And you know, I think probably it's because you said it at the beginning to say principals or teachers, it's more like press, you know, where most of the time we're taken for granted and people do not realize, you know, the contribution that is being made by this group of people shaping lives, as you just said. That's true.
So you're currently the principal of Immaculata High
yes.
School. How did you end up here?
I never thought I would be a principal of a school because that's not where I didn't start as a teacher. My career didn't. I started in the education field.
What were you doing?
But not in a high school or a primary school.
All right.
My first job was in a training college, a teacher training college.
Yes.
Somewhere in the Eastern Cape, place called Whittlesea.
Okay.
At that point, I was doing my honors degree on a part-time basis.
Mm-hmm.
And my lecturer had actually encouraged me to register for this honors degree.
Okay.
And he said, because, you know, when you complete your degree and I completed my degree and my professional certificate and it was going back home, going to work, going to help parents.
Mm.
But then he said, no, I want you to do your honors degree and I will get you a place where you're going to work and
right.
can do it part-time.
Okay.
So that's how I ended up in a training college for 2 years there as I was doing my
honors. Yeah.
And when I completed the honors, the 2 years, then I came back home.
Mm-hmm.
But my very lecturer had moved to Vista University, the then Vista University.
Yes.
And he was at a Bloemfontein campus.
Yeah.
And he then said, there is also a Soweto campus. I would like you to go there.
Okay.
And then I submitted my application. And I think because I didn't have any experience, just, you know, an ordinary honors degree, I got a regret.
Okay.
To say, no, you cannot.
Mm-hmm.
But then he spoke to the head of department and said, I do understand your reasons for not taking her, but please can you invite her for an interview?
Mm-hmm.
And after the interview, then you can decide
all
whether
right.
you're taking her or not.
Mm.
And then I was invited to the interview, came down Pretoria, went for an interview, and yeah, got the job to be a lecturer.
Okay.
At then Vista University.
And what were you lecturing at the time?
I was in the Department of African Languages.
Okay.
Because that was my specialty. That
okay.
was what my lecturer had, you know, persuaded
you.
Me, channeled
yes.
me to. Mm. So I was in the Department of African Languages.
Mm.
And I was at Vista for almost 17 years.
Jesus.
And when things didn't go well, you know, at Vista, you know, at times when there are changes and you begin to feel insecure to say, hey, you know what, I have responsibilities at home and, you know, this situation, it's
yeah.
you know, I need to venture into something.
Mm.
And then I left Vista University. Actually, I thought I would go business line.
Yes.
But I think the teaching was there.
Yeah.
Because I then got a part-time teaching position at Rudin. Mm-hmm. Somebody, I can't even recall who recommended me to Rudin to say they need a person to come and teach grade 10 to 12, Sesotho. And then I applied and I was taken. And then I did that as a part-time teacher.
Mm.
And then I think the principal, my predecessor, was to leave Immaculata.
Mm-hmm.
And the late Sister Monica from our parish said to me, Tilly, I think you are the best person to take Immaculata through. I said, a school? I have no experience of a school, you know, because where I am, it's just a part-time thing. You know, I was doing other things on the side.
Mm.
And she, you know, she insisted that, please, I did not even see this advert.
Mm.
And but then she said, no, please fill in the forms, submit. It was like I submitted on the last day of you know, the applications to be submitted. I drove to the cathedral because our HR was operating from there, and I submitted. But I was like reluctant. A high school, I have no experience at all. But then I said, okay, it's fine. Let me just, you know, listen to my sister Monica. And there I was, went for an interview and then got the job.
Who was on your interview panel?
It was the Board of Governors, Mr. McCrindle, who's handling the HR issues with us.
Mm.
And the principal of the primary school was also there, Mrs. Mugabe.
Mm.
And yeah, then I went through. Those are the faces that I remember.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then
what year was this?
Come again?
What year was this?
That was I went for an interview 2002 because I was to start in 2003.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I got into this job clueless, you know, didn't even know a simple thing like to say on a Friday you have to collect registers and sign off, you know. You know, then I had to depend on my deputy, you know, to be showing me some. It was tough, let me say.
Yeah.
You know, I think for the first 3 years, it was just not easy.
Yeah.
It was a
So you had never seen yourself as a teacher and let alone as a principal of a high school?
Even though I had completed a university education diploma.
True.
At that point, let me say, when I did my diploma, education diploma, yes, the intention was to be a teacher, to go and teach.
Yeah.
Hence, I say when I completed, I saw myself, now I'm done, I've done my degree, I've done my teacher's certificate, now I need to go and work to teach. But then I didn't take that route, you know. It was lecturing, which still it's an education.
But it's different. It's a different level.
It is different. It is different.
It's a different level.
And by the time I went back to this teaching, and it was
to the classroom. Yeah,
it was. Yeah,
it was tough. You mentioned about home. Where is home?
Home is. I was born in Mofulo village.
Okay.
In Soweto.
Uh-huh.
Some years ago,
all right.
many years.
It doesn't look like many years.
Ah, it is.
It looks like a few years ago.
Don't be deceived. It's many years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's where I was born.
All right. What kind of a family did you come out of?
Both my parents were teachers.
Uh-huh.
My mother was a teacher. My father was a teacher by profession, but my father then left the teaching.
Uh-huh.
We are a family of three. I'm the last one in the family.
Okay.
I have two brothers, the only girl.
All right.
And yeah, that's who I am.
Were you born Catholic or you converted?
Fully Catholic. Born a you know, Barry napkin. You know, my mother was not born Catholic.
Mm.
I think she went to a Catholic school and
washata nomroma.
And then washata nomroma.
Yo.
And yeah. So I have that strong foundation of the Catholic
faith. But anyway, it's 28 minutes before the hour 4. Radio Veritas 576 AM is where you're at. In case you've just tuned in, it's our Catholic Pride. Today is a Friday and I'm getting up close and personal with May Matilda Dube, who is the principal of Immaculata High School, a Catholic high school in Soweto. In case you've just tuned in, do not touch that dial.